What's happening? You're listening to KTWH, and Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me via phone as per usual. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Good to be here. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. And, you know, after a brief little synopsis of another bit of a chilly, bit of a wet week, I know everyone is looking to the future and seeing that at least next week, temperatures rise, seem to be rising a little bit. I don't know what you have to offer us.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, winter is, it's up against a wall here. I mean, you know, think of what May is. Think of May. I mean, you know, we can joke all we want about winter, and we know it darn well could snow this
right.
May.
Right.
But, I don't think we have ever, and I'm, you know, I'll have Pete who sits right behind me. He'll chime in if I'm wrong here. But I don't think we've ever had a May where we didn't achieve green up across the state during the month, where we did not have, you know, a 70 degree temperature or many 70 degree temperatures.
Right.
It's almost every year, if you haven't had a thunderstorm yet, you get it in May. It's just a time where if spring has, I mean, it's the final month of spring for meteorological spring. You know, it's March, April, May. And so if you haven't had spring yet, when May comes, you get it.
Yeah.
And then you switch and it's summer. So, I mean, we kind of had talked and joked recently about, well, when winter lasts long, at least you get kind of a fast turnaround. And that's true. You have no choice. I mean, the sun is so intense right now. I don't think we can comprehend what's been masked by this kind of cold, cloudy weather is sunlight intensities that are now pushing into the middle of August equivalent. Actually,
right.
Early August.
Right.
And just get us 2 weeks into May, and now we're more like a late July equivalent
right.
sun intensity. There's just no chance for... You know, again, you're going to have cold nights and you might have snow flurries or wet snow, you know, even through May. But the dominant weather is going to start to reflect the strength of the sun. And that just the strength of the sunlight, which is, you know, moving closer and closer to summer. So winter's up against a wall. Its days are numbered here. And, yeah, we're starting to see signs that parts of next week could be warm. You know, I think we've been playing, you remember that old game, they'd always have it in the old, like, Warner Brothers cartoons, that loves me not, you pluck a
right.
flower petal.
I know that game.
Yeah, we kind of been having, I'd say our long-range forecast has been playing that game with us with warm weather a little bit, like, gonna be warm, not gonna be warm, gonna be warm,
right.
not gonna be warm. But it's, you know, the days of that uncertainty are numbered because... You know, as we get to the end of May and mid-May, you know, even a nice 65-degree day would be kind of cool. So
right.
it's like the everything just skews towards better and better weather as we get into May. That's right. Assuming that you like it kind of warm and sunny and, you know, you like the ability to get outside and recreate.
Pretty safe assumption at this point. I
yeah.
do notice there's still... We just interviewed David Abaz this morning, and he's in Finland with 18 inches of snow. And I've got to believe that once the snow leaves, then the process can accelerate, right? Because then it's not absorbing all this heat all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. So 18 inches of snow in Finland, that's quite a – that's, you know, doesn't surprise us. We know that there's snow on the North Shore and in the highlands up there and the uplands.
Yes.
But it's really the only part of the state with snow left now.
Yeah.
Even the areas around Grand Forks that got huge dumps of snow in the last couple of weeks, they're down to nothing. They've melted all their snow.
Wow.
Bismarck and Minot, effectively, in North Dakota, these areas have got feet of snow.
Right.
Now they got, you know, they got mounds of it now. And there was just snow this past week. Just this past week in western North Dakota, they got another 1 to 2 feet of snow. It's almost all gone.
Really?
Because the wind blows and the sun shines. Yeah, you just can't keep snow on the ground very long at this point. But
yeah.
Northeast Minnesota, where, you know, a lot of that snow exists under a dark canopy, right? Under the conifers.
Yes.
And it lasts, and there's just been more of it, so that'll last longer. But yeah, you're right. The phenology is going to kind of follow the melting snow pretty well. We've seen signs of hope. You may have seen the video of the dramatic ice shoves on Lake Mille Lacs.
No.
Oh, gargantuan walls of ice pushing in from the 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh.
So the ice is starting to break up on the lake. It's not broken up yet. But I think it was 2 days ago, the winds were, you know, again, 40, 50 miles an hour, and they just pushed the ice onto the shore and then start, you know, piling it up, and it's just this never-ending, like, this freight train of ice. So, it unfortunately, it damages homes that, I don't know, I guess I'd think about where I put my home if that kind of thing were a risk, but that's, you know, a sign. I mean, the dramatic footage, that's a sign that, you know, ice is breaking up on the big lakes, and we know that the smaller lakes have already gone ice out in central Minnesota. It's probably, 1 to 3 weeks behind that in northeast Minnesota. And once you remove the ice and all the snow is off the land, then there's nothing holding spring back at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's still over a foot of ice up the Gunflint Trail on those lakes, but like you said, it's like a glass of ice water. As it melts, the pace accelerates as it gets warmer open. So,
and unsafe ice, we should mention, really unsafe ice, even if you think you got a foot of it.
Right.
Go on it. That's a really bad idea.
Yeah. No time to be traveling.
DNR.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a good DNR employee. So in any case, when we look at the longer range models, honestly, I don't see scorching hot weather for northeastern Minnesota until, kind of looking out. So maybe looking out towards the end of next week, we see some 50s and 60s up your way. Obviously, it'll be harder to achieve that near the lake. As we get into then the following week, that's where on the global models, the ones that can try and integrate the whole global atmospheric system, that's where we start seeing. So now we're talking about the week of like Monday the 9th. It's far out there, but there's a signal. That's where we start seeing really warm weather creeping into Minnesota on the miles. 70s in the north, 80s. In the south, maybe some hints at, even a little, some 80s and 90s in southwestern Minnesota. That's where it kind of starts to look a little more like the time of year we expect it to be. So.
All right. Wow. Just to see that even in the far distance, and that's not even that far distant. That's really fun. Thank you, Kenny, for that. And I'll just mention that with myself heading out for a month on the lake, we will not be chatting. Hopefully you'll have at least one conversation with someone else from the station, but we're taking a little hiatus here, but it's been a pleasure and would love to return to a weekly chat starting this summer.
Well, here's hoping for fair seas for you, Katya.
Thank you. Thanks. You take care.
Yep, you also, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
And we'll talk to you on the other side. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, giving us weather tidbits.